Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY. This is Community Conversations, our twice-a-week program featuring discussion and interviews on local issues and ideas. I'm Chris Bessler, today's host. Today our talk is about the upcoming November 3rd general election and how, when, and where to vote this year. We have two interviews today, first with Bonner County Clerk Michael Rosedale, along with Elections Office staff member T.J. Eidler. They give us the details on absentee balloting and in-person voting on Election Day this year, along with information to help you get registered to vote. And on the topic of voter registration, we have a short second interview with Mike Bauer of the East Bonner County Library about the National Voter Registration Day that's coming up on September 22nd. The library will be manning three different locations around town that day to help you get registered if you're not already. Before we get into our interviews, here's just a bit more about this program. We air Community Conversations every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. with recorded interviews on local issues. Plus, there's a podcast of each show available after airtime on our website at www.krfy.org. Community Conversations replaces the live morning show that for 5 years has aired at this time. We intend for the morning show to come back once we get past the coronavirus precautions that have closed our small studio for live interviews. We're still not sure when that will be, but the morning show will be back. So with that, let's get on with today's interview. We're talking now with Michael Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk and our Chief County Election Officer. Michael, thank you for talking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chris. I appreciate it.
So we're coming up on the November 3rd Election Day, and this is an election that's probably unlike any other in living memory, I think it's safe to say, due specifically to the COVID-19 virus precautions. But it may not be so different than what voters faced in May for the primary election, when all the voting was by absentee ballot and there was no in-person voting. So with that much of a preamble, Michael, walk us through what voters need to know to cast their vote this year.
Sure. You know, the first part of that is probably not correct. The second part is correct in that it is going to be huge. We are going to have a huge turnout. It'll be like something we've never seen before, but it will not be like May. May we had absentee only. Now we're going to have it regular. This will be just like a regular election time. So if requested an absentee ballot, you'll get an absentee ballot. We'll be mailing those out by October 1st. October what? Yeah, October 1st is the last day we'll be mailing out the first batch of absentee ballots. But also, voting will be available in your regular polling places, so that's an option too. And I would say that if you have requested an absentee ballot, please use it, and when you get it, just fill it out and return it right away. Don't wait on that. Just get it back right away. We're going to have in-person absentee voting or early voting, one of the two starting 2 weeks before the election, and the October 19th. So that'll be So that'll be normal as well. So we have everything going on as normal. The volume is the main thing that's going to be different. We're expecting probably 15,000 absentee voters, and we're going to have record-breaking total numbers. We definitely hope everybody votes. We don't want anybody to stay home or not vote because of any issue. We want to enable everybody to vote in a legal possible manner that's available to them. So,
okay, well, questions.
Yes.
So people can request an absentee ballot right now.
Yes.
And how do they do that?
You know, they can go, they can request an absentee ballot by going to it'd be elections.sos@idahovotes.gov. However, you can go to our website. That's the easiest way. Go to Bonner County's website, and up at the top, there's voter information. And if you click that voter information tab, I have six or seven bullet points, and it says, how do I request an absentee ballot? I want to, am I registered to vote? How do I, all those kinds of things. And it takes you with hyperlinks exactly to where you need to go.
Okay. And so that is at bonnercountyid.gov for people.
Correct. Yep.
And when you hit that page, there is
that's a blue picture of the lake, and I mean it's a blue with the sunset. If you look up at the top, there's about six or seven headings, and it's on the left-hand side, second row. So it's right at the top center, basically, and it's says voter information.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. I'm on this on the website right now. So they go to the voter information place, and they can. Once you get on that page, you'll see a link for absentee request, and that link actually goes off to the IdahoVotes.gov site run by the Secretary of State.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Another thing you can do with that, and that takes you basically to the voting central page for the Secretary of State's web page. But you can check your voter record. If you find that you have not requested an absentee ballot for November, perhaps you did for May but not for November, you can simply go to that page. You have to type in your name and the last four of your social or your driver's license. And then you can actually check the box and request it that way too. So if it's not requested, you can fix that right then and there.
Okay. And so they can access that via the website. Is there any other way? I mean, can somebody, if they wanted to resort to good old fashioned mail, can they request an absentee ballot that way?
Right. You know, you always call our office. If you can't do these, it's much faster for you if you do it this way, and it's easier for us. But if you can't, if you don't have access to the internet, call us 255-3631, and we will either snail mail you a form to request an absentee ballot or help you find it on the website. But we will definitely help you get there.
Okay. So another point of clarification, and you actually mentioned this earlier. If somebody requests an absentee ballot, you want them to use it.
Yes.
What if they don't send it back, though, and there's confusion on election day? They have not sent their absentee ballot back. Should they go ahead and vote at their regular polling place?
They would have to bring their ballot back in and spoil it, and then that clerk would have to issue them another. We are already, as I said, issuing probably 15,000 absentee ballots, so that would be an enormous additional bunch of work, unanticipated ballot demand, right, for our polling places. So
in other words,
I highly discourage that. Feel free to bring your ballots here in person. We're going to have a ballot box. You can always drop them off here in person.
Okay.
We encourage that. We're going to be here during regular business hours, 8 to 5 every day, so you can drop them off during that time. As soon as you get your ballot, you can hand deliver it in, 8 to 5 every day, including election day until p.m.
Okay.
So, you know, one thing on this note, too, Chris, there's all sorts of information about the post office not being able to handle that or, you know, rumors about this or that. The Secretary of State actually called the Spokane postmaster and the Salt Lake, which are the two that handle the Idaho mail. They said on the height of the election traffic, it only increases their overall mail flow by 2%. It has no effect. And they said there's a 0% chance it would affect any first-class mail at all. They don't see any chance that first-class mail will have any problems anywhere. It'll be just like first-class mail always is. So to the degree you trust first-class mail with your bank statements, with your pension checks, with whatever that is, that would be the same degree that you would continue to trust them with your ballots. That being said, every once in a blue moon something happens. That's not very often. Normally the post office is pretty darn good with their mail, I find anyway.
And so the key thing in getting your ballot returned is it has to be back in your hands by election day.
By 8 p.m.
By 8 p.m. election day. Okay.
If you drop it off the next day, we cannot by law count it. It will not count.
Okay. And that would be true if the mail did get delivered a day late. Let's say you waited until the day before to mail your ballot back, then it may not make it in time. So the warning to people voting absentee is, you know, get that sent off promptly, really, is the best thing to do. And imagine that now, how is the count of the absentee ballots going to work for you? Will there be, do you need extra time to get those tallied?
Yeah, so the legislature put through an emergency bill just for this election. It expires at the end of this year. But what that allows the counties to do with a certain protocol, they can start opening them a week before the election day because there's going to be so many ballots. And the reason it takes time is because when we get those ballot backs, we on the back side where you sign, there's a barcode, and we scan that barcode, and it pulls up your signature. If that signature doesn't match, we have to set it aside, and we have to try to make contact with you to make sure you, in fact, did vote that ballot and that it wasn't stolen out of your mailbox or somebody else fraudulently did it and tried to sign. So there's a lot of time-consuming effort with that. And then once we do clear that, if we are able to confirm that you voted it, then we have to open it and separate the whites from the yellow privacy sleeves. And then we have to open the privacy sleeves and get all those. It just takes a long time. And with this kind of volume, it takes extra time. So Bonner County is going to start opening probably Friday. And the statute says that was just passed.
The Friday before Election Day.
The Friday before Election Day,
yeah.
Right. So we're going to have our ballots stored in our safe room with monitors that are visible live streaming on the web. Anybody can look. They can keep looking at it 24/7. It'll never go off. So people can see our ballot room with the ballots in there. And our, you know, we have special security protocols on the building itself that I'm not going to talk about for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But as far as the live streaming, the public can see exactly what's happening to the ballots, you know, where they live, so to speak.
Okay, so let's recap this. If you right now, you can go request an absentee ballot, and you can do that at bonnercountyid.gov and click on the voter information link at the top. That'll take you to the elections page, and there you'll see a link for an absentee request, and you can make your request, or you could give your office a call at 208-255-3631, I think you said.
Yep.
And the key thing here is to be sure that you return it promptly. Make sure it gets back into your hands prior to 8 p.m. on Election Day. If they don't mail it back, then they can bring it to the county administrative building.
Yes.
And you're at 1500 Highway 2.
Yes.
And
First floor there, suite 124, and there's an American flag outside of our door there. And also to recap, so we will be, we'll have sample ballots on our website, that same website you just spoke about, September 18th. We're in the process of finalizing those right now and getting them ready to ship off to print. But we'll have them on our website September 18th. So if you don't know who to vote for or you want to know what the universe of, you know, topics are, September 18th, the end of day, we will have sample ballots for you. We will also be mailing out our UOKAVA voters ballots on September 18th, and those are overseas voters. They're military or, you know, expats that still claim this is their residence. Those will be mailed out starting September 18th. All the others that we've received up through October 1st, the end of September, we will also mail out by October 1st. And then continue to mail them out after that as we get them. But
okay.
If you've requested an absentee ballot, we will be mailing that out by October 1st at the latest.
Okay. Well, that handles the information on absentee ballots. Now let's talk about voting. Oh, was there more? I'm sorry.
You know, there is one more thing I want to say about
okay.
that. And it's inevitable this happens. It happened in May anyway. There are so many ballots that we are going to be mailing out by October 1st that we have to do them in batches. So somebody that you know may receive their ballot and you didn't receive it, please just wait 2 or 3 days because you're probably just 2 or 3 days after them in a batch. That would explain that. Now, certainly, if you don't get it by, you know, October 6th or something like that, then give us a call. But We will be mailing them in batches. There's just the enormous volume. Trying to do 15,000 at once and plug them into the post office just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. And Michael...
And one more thing on that. Yeah. On the idahovotes.gov webpage that I told you about, you can log there, and you can see if your ballot has been mailed to you. It will tell you if it's been mailed to you.
Oh, that's a very handy tool, right? And that's idahovotes.gov, and there's a bunch of online voter tools there.
Yep.
Actually, you said that batches will start going out October 1st, but they can still send a request for an absentee ballot to you until what date?
They can send requests for absentee ballots to us all the way to... Let's see. Hold on. And let me correct what you said. We don't start sending them out October 1st. They will be done. Everybody that we receive so far will have been sent by October 1st. But, yes, they can still request them up through October 23rd. After that, it's simply not practical to hope to be able to get it to them and have them turn around and get it back to us.
Right.
So, but they can still come in and vote in person up through the Friday before the election.
Mm-hmm. And if you are intending to vote absentee, why wait around? Might as well get it rolling right now, folks.
Exactly. When you get your ballot, just if you know, I have a feeling most people know how they want to vote on everything, whether it's commissioners or president or whether it's going to be the Priest Lake water bond. No matter what it is, I would just, when you open it up, it's very simple. Just, vote it and get it back to us. Postage paid.
What a deal.
Yeah.
But let's talk now about the folks that want to vote the old-fashioned way in person.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Which they'll be able to do on Tuesday, November 3rd, Election Day, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
And now they would vote at their regular polling place. Is that correct?
Yes. There may be a couple that have to be co-located because the facility is not able to host them, but the vast majority are going to be identical.
So that'd be identical to 2018, the last time you voted.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, to March.
Last March.
Yep.
Okay. That's right. That was March was the presidential primary.
Yes. March was well. Yes. Exactly.
On the vote in person again, you can use that idahovotes.gov. website to double check and find your polling place in case you're uncertain about that.
That's correct.
Yeah, you just go there, you click on the link to find your polling place, and then you stick in your address and it'll tell you where to vote.
Right. One thing is people with the personal protective equipment and all that, that's a question that comes up frequently. I don't know if the polling places are going to be packed like sardines simply because we have so many people doing absentee, so I don't expect them to be full. But just know that, there may be people, if people may want to bring their own face masks. If they wear face masks, that's always an option to them, or bring their own pen if they don't want to touch another pen. We're going to try to have all that available for people if they don't have that. But and if there's, if there's a line, they may just be prepared to wait a little bit until, it clears up a little bit in there. It's going to be the kind of thing where just patience and general good nature goes a long way this November.
Yeah. And it might be a little bit slower, possibly because of the distancing, maintaining 6 feet of space. But I suspect you're correct in that with so many people voting absentee, there won't be long lines, we hope.
Right. And there is no requirement that you have to wear a mask or you have to do this or that. On our poll workers either. I'm leaving it up to them. We're going to have all the PPE that they would need or want, and we're going to try to provide enough for voters that don't have any. I would suspect people have their own and they would want to wear their own anyway if they like wearing that stuff. But in any case, we do want them to come. We don't want them to not vote. We don't want there to be any reason they don't end up voting. We want everybody to vote, whether it's by absentee or in-person absentee or in-person on Election Day. We really do want you to get out and vote.
Mm-hmm. Raises a good question, though. Let's say you're a first-time voter, never done it before, or never done it here in Bonner County before. How do people get registered?
You can register on that same website. They have a place you can register. They ask for your driver's license. Or you could come into our office and register at our office. Or you could go to the polling place on election day and register there on election day.
And what kind of – do they need documentation if they register at a polling place on election day?
Yeah, you would need proof of residence as far as your physical address or a driver's license. And I'm going to actually hand you over to TJ. She knows all the fine details of exactly what you need to register. Here's TJ.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, TJ. The question is, how do people get registered?
Okay, they need to bring with them photo ID. If they have an Idaho driver's license with their current address on it, that's all they need. That will serve as their photo ID and their proof of residence. If they do not yet have an Idaho driver's license or don't drive, then they can use any other type of valid photo ID for registering. That can be a passport. It can be a former state's driver's license. It can even be a Costco card or student ID that has their photo and their name, just some sort of photo ID. Then they will need, in addition to that, proof of residence, like a utility bill, a lease agreement, a closing document on their home, something that shows their name and the address they are claiming as their physical residence.
Their physical address. Okay. And they would need that documentation if they come into the county administrative building right now or any time between now and the cutoff. What is the cutoff to come in and register at the...
I was actually looking for the pre-registration due date. Do you have that, Mike? He's looking that up. But yes,
okay.
The ID that you would need would be the same. And in both cases, if you have an Idaho driver's license with your current residence, that's all you need. You'd be good to go. October 9th is the pre-registration due date, but you can always register on Election Day in Idaho. And if you're voting in-person absentee, that is your Election Day. So if you're not registered and you want to come in from October 19th until the Friday before Election Day, just bring that with you, and we will register you and let you vote, but it has to be on the same day.
Then that's early voting by the absentee process. And again, people can also register online at idahovotes.gov. And you have to provide some documentation there, you know.
Well, you have to have an Idaho driver's license to do it online.
Okay.
So you must have a current Idaho driver's license that isn't expired in order to go to idahovotes.gov. But they do actually have the registration form there as well, which you can download and print out and complete. That has to be either mailed to us or dropped off at in person. We need the original if it's a paper form. But if you've got that Idaho driver's license, you can go to idahovotes.gov and register there through that same pre-registration deadline, though. After the 9th, they'll close that down, and then you would have to come to our office for in-person absentee or go to your precinct on Election Day.
Okay. Anything else that you want to let the listeners know about getting registered or voting?
Absolutely. If they would please check idahovotes.gov if they're not sure if they've asked for an absentee ballot. We're getting a boatload of phone calls, and they can check that themselves. Also, once they've mailed it back, they can check idahovotes.gov to see if we've received it.
Mm-hmm.
So they will have the confidence of knowing that we've received their ballot back. So if they can do that for themselves, it would really save us a lot of workload. If they cannot, please do call us, because we're happy to help those that don't have a computer or don't have internet. But for those that do, if they could use idahovotes.gov for those reasons, it would really help us out a lot.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, thank you, TJ. Can we have one more word with Michael?
Yes, I'm handing him back.
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
Okay, Michael, I think we have a pretty good lowdown. I wanted to throw it out. Anything else that you'd like folks to know?
No, I think TJ covered it basically, that they can check to make sure that we did receive their ballot back. That's a big question they have, especially with the concern for the mail and all that kind of stuff. So they can now check. Of course, as I said, we have to wand it, check signatures and all that. So before we can accept their ballot back, we have to verify their signature. So I guess the final parting word would, when they sign it, have them use their normal signature, not any. I don't know. Have them
no designer signatures.
Yeah, have them use the exact same the same signature that they used when they registered to vote. That would be very, very helpful for us.
Yes, I'm sure it would be. Okay, and heck, let's get into the prognostication department here. I bet you expect a bigger turnout than normal.
I think this will be the biggest turnout we've ever had.
Yeah.
I think this will be like 4 years ago when everybody was very excited about the election, and I think everybody's even more excited about this one.
Yeah. Okay, well, Michael Rosedale, thanks for speaking with us, and good luck in this whole process. We are a ways out from the election. We may be able to swing back and get you back on the radio as we get closer to the date.
Perfect. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
All right.
We're speaking now with Mike Bauer. He's the coordinator of the Lifelong Learning Center and the adult programs at the East Bonner County Library. Mike, thanks for talking with us this morning.
My pleasure.
So National Voter Registration Day is coming up, and the library is basically taking the lead on this in our county, I think. So tell us what it's about.
It is a national program. They've been doing it since 2012. They've registered over 3 million voters. So there are a number of different sponsors all over the country that work together, all kinds of different organizations that go to just to do some voter registration throughout the country. And there are a lot of libraries that are involved, but it's very cooperative between a lot of different types of organizations out there. So.
And the library is, this is coming up on September 22nd. It's a single day where basically the library and all these other different participating entities stage events all around the country to try to really push the message that it's time to get registered to vote, folks.
Absolutely. And they're trying to really focus on some of the lesser reached audiences that are out there. So in the library, of course, we have all kinds of different people that are coming in. And one of our focuses this year is to have a table and have voter registration at Sampling High School. So we're very excited about having that. We want to get those brand new voters to come in. And not only will we do that, but we'll also help them with answer different questions and order absentee ballots, all those kinds of things. So those services will be available as well.
So you're doing it at more than just the library. This will be conducted at the library. I take a wild guess. It's in the outside foyer area.
Right, right.
Yep.
And, we need to kind of just look at the whole COVID situation in that. But, of course, we'll have social distancing that will take place and all kinds of different precautions. We may actually do it outside, weather permitting. But we'll just kind of wait at that particular day, just making sure everybody's safe.
And so that'll be going on at the library, and the hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
That's correct.
And then you mentioned you're going to be doing it at the high school. What time will you be conducting it there?
It'll run the same time at the high school and also at the county building lobby. So we'll have a couple tables picked up there. We'll have a laptop so that people can register online. We'll do that for them, order absentee ballots. So all kinds of questions as far as the dates, what is mail-in voting, early voting, all these different definitions, and we'll help to answer those questions.
Okay. So this event is really tailor-made for anybody that's not too sure about how to get registered to vote.
That's right. That's right. So we're trying to get some of the folks that may not have voted in the last election or maybe new to the area or just kind of let things lapse along the way and be able to pull them in and get them participate in this important process.
So has East Bonner County Library conducted this program in past elections?
Yeah, we did. We did the 2018 election, and we just had a table set up. We had volunteers run the whole thing. That's what we'll do again this year. But we have the same kind of thing where we'll just help them to get involved in the process. We had 33 that were registered that particular day. That particular day also throughout Idaho was 624. So we have nowhere to go but up. We would like to see those numbers this year go up over 100, but those could be 100 voters that wouldn't have voted otherwise. So and it's just kind of muddled this year. There's a little bit of confusion out there, a lot of things in the press that may lead people in one direction or the other. We want to help to clear all that up and answer those questions for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we talked just previous to this with Mike Rosedale. He's the county clerk and the chief elections officer, and he filled us in on a lot of the details of voting, but you mentioned that
people will be able to get information on conducting absentee voting as well.
That's right. That's right.
So how did the library get connected with this national program?
I got an email one day, and then I talked with our director, Ann Nichols, about it. This was, you know, back in 2018. And she said, yeah, this is a great role for the library to have. Again, the libraries fill so many different roles of providing information and services for people that they may not normally have available to them. So that was a really good role for us, and we decided to go for it. It was a really enjoyable day. Mm-hmm.
And you do have some information about this on the library website at ebonnerlibrary.org. And if you click on the events tab, mm-hmm. you can look under Tuesday, September 22nd, right. And kind of get the local details on that. But there's also a national website. It's mm-hmm. nationalvoterregistrationday.org, which has a lot of useful information about what the day's all about as well.
Exactly right. And, you know, we're doing one where we have three locations. There could be another community organization that wants to kind of do their own. You know, we'd love to be part of ours or whatever, but just everybody, you know, organization can just go out there and be a part of this National Voter Registration Day. And it's very easy to do. The support that they have at the national level to help to promote, to organize, all of that kind of thing through that national website is very good.
So that's I guess a shout out to nonprofit organizations or groups in town that want to also, you know, get the word out about voting. It's
exactly right.
It's our patriotic duty, right?
Uh-huh. And if any community member wants to volunteer, we do still need volunteers for this. We would like to have two at a table throughout the entire day. So if you do the math there, we need like 18 volunteers or something like that. So we're about halfway there. We would love to have anybody involved. You know, we'd just like to be involved as a volunteer in this to help out. I'll provide the training probably over Zoom and then a cheat sheet. It's very easy to do, and, you know, it's not a high pressure role at all. It's just very helpful. And they can give me a call at 265-2665 if they're interested in volunteering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they can see, again, more information on it at the East Bonner Library website, ebonnerlibrary.org. Mm-hmm. as well as at nationalvoterregistrationday.org. Mike, anything else you want to let folks know about concerning this event?
We are working with KRFY, so I'd just like to give a shout out to KRFY for helping us to get the word out. So they're a co-sponsor that we're working with, and in the county clerk's office has really been very, very helpful for us, and we've enjoyed working with them, just making sure that we have the right information going forward. And so we're all in the same boat. We just want to get the voter turnout to be as high as possible, get people to participate, and to, you know, just get involved in our democratic process. We're glad to be a part of it.
Okay. Well, Mike Bauer, East Bonner County Library, thanks for talking with us today.
Okay, thank you.
That's it for our show today. If you've just tuned in, this is Community Conversations on 88.5 KRFY, and we've just had a talk with how to get registered and vote in the upcoming November 3rd election. We talked first with Michael Rosedale and T.J. Eigler of the Bonner County Elections Office, and also talked with Mike Bauer of the East Bonner County Library about the September 22nd National Voter Registration Day. Voting is both a right and an important civic duty in our country. So we hope you'll exercise your right and vote in this coming election. And speaking of important civic duties, here's a program note. The next two Wednesdays, September 16th and September 23rd, we're going to have some special programming on the U.S. Census and the importance in ensuring our local residents are counted. Census numbers are used for all sorts of decision-making by our federal and state officials, including how to allocate funding for local governments and services. We'll be speaking with a variety of local leaders, as well as Census Bureau spokespeople about this year's count. So be sure to tune in at 8 a.m. each of the next two Wednesdays, September 16th and September 23rd. I'm Chris Bessler. Remember, if you happen to miss all or part of a show, you can hear the recorded podcast on our website at www.krfy.org. Then click to our podcast page. Thanks for listening today.